You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. The official OPT Network. The what show?
The bigger show.
Oh, yeah. It's 7:37 a.m. Central Standard, 8:37 Eastern. And this segment of the OPT Network has been sponsored by Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialists, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, and more efficiently is their top priority. Also, our good friends at Hixon Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Go to their website at www.hixonhasit.com. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For more information on home, auto, and life insurance, the number to phone for Rosa and her team is 318-487-1881. And I don't know about you, but as you're getting your morning started, when we left out this morning, it wasn't extremely cold like it has been, but it's sort of wet and damp and cold. And if you're traveling in on the interstates and highways, it is foggy. So make sure that you're mindful. As always, we remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones. They're in effect until 9 a.m. And in the fog and that sort of misting, it's just like a mist, a consistent mist that's happening. We implore you to give yourself enough time to get there safely. And remember, there are always kids standing at every bus stop that in every city, across the state, across America, that are unattended. And I guarantee you they've got either something on their head, something in their hands, and they're not watching out for you. So make sure that you're watching out for them. And you know what? Anytime you slow down for our school bus drivers, it helps us all. I know, every one of us hates to get behind a school bus, but it is necessary. They get our kids to school. They do an incredible job. Please slow down. Give them a break. Slow down for our crossing guards and our resource officers. Every single morning that I see our son's school's resource officer, I am just really elated because he's always got a smile on his face, no matter what the weather, no matter what the time. And you know, it's got to be tough dealing with so many kids, so many cars, so many parents. So please make sure that you give all of those people that are helping get our kids to school safely. And whether you have a child in school or not, they're all our kids. Now, lastly, still seeing people walking in high traffic areas. Please slow down and be mindful. And for some reason, people who are walking in high traffic areas, they don't look like they're trying to get somewhere. They don't look like they're trying to get out of the way. In fact, they look like they're trying to get hit. I don't know. I can't believe that they are, but I'm asking you to please be mindful. I don't know if it's just the generation that we live in where people are just moving slower. But I know when we were coming up, if you were crossing an intersection, busy or not, you were getting across. So make sure that you watch out for those people as well. And it's just up to us as drivers to make sure that we do that. And I'm very fortunate. I have a panoramic view as we're driving in because I get driven in. So I see all these things that maybe others don't see. And I can remember to remind you every single day. And I hope that you will slow down through those school zones no matter where you are. Y'all, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. It promises to be, as always, an exciting, interesting, sometimes titillating. We never know where it's going to go, but it's going to be a great conversation. You'll want to stay on point for that. Also, let me just say thank you to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, who is sponsoring this segment of the OPT Network. They are the credit union with a heart, and they're absolutely dedicated to excellence. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for you and your family. You can phone for more help, 800-454-3730. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, there's so many great things happening down in what we like to call the parish. You can stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. And if you need more information about what's happening, you can phone 800-833-4195. Or if you're in that area, the number is 964-2025. That's 2025. Also, McDonald's of Central Louisiana, also want to remind you that you can connect with Team OPT at our offices at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. Or go to our website, an incredible resource. Our web editor is amazing. She keeps it on point. Mary Hollingsworth, thank you for your timeliness and making sure that everything is excellent. You can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com or simply phone our offices, 318-445-5658. Hey, everybody, you're on point. The what show?
The bigger show.
It's 7:42 a.m. It's 8:42 Eastern, and today, of course, is Friday. It's the day that we all love to love, January 10th. Stay with us, everybody. We're going to take a break, but we're back right after this.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Latanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The smell of you we never see.
Detroit Talk with Khaled Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:52 a.m. Central Standard, 8:52 Eastern. Of course, today is Friday. It's Real Women, Real Talk, and Friday, of course, is the day that every single person on the planet absolutely loves to love. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by the ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage. It's where dreams come true. And we try to tell you every single morning, if you are one of those first-time home buyers, you're looking for your very first home, or you're in your home right now, and you don't really understand how incredibly low, okay, the rates are, you can phone them and they'll help you. 318-561-8020. So this morning, switching gears, just a little bit. You know, of course, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And we're joined by our regular contributors, Lisa Campo, Lamia Solomon. And as we were talking before the show and getting ready, I started talking to the ladies about their week and how their week went, and how the week of other people went that I had talked to along the way. And yesterday, you guys heard me sort of lamenting a little bit, maybe being a little bit, not a crybaby, but just kind of expressing some things about how my day went the day before. And really, the whole conversation yesterday was predicated on how my week went. And for a lot of people that I talked to during the week were having challenges and really didn't know what they were about, just felt sort of out of sorts. The word that I like to use is discombobulated, sort of unconnected, really out of control. And so as I started thinking about it and wondering about why so many people were feeling so challenged, and in my meditation time, DC and I started really just looking back on some things and really came up with the word control. It is all about control and wanting to be in control. And when you get out of control trying to be in control, you lose control. And so that's what I started meditating on, is that control is this place of perfection, needing everything and everybody to do and say and be what you need and want them to be. And when that doesn't happen, then you go into a place of melancholy. You go into a place of sadness. You go into a place of maybe stressfulness or anxiety. And then you need people to almost carry you along. But it's all because you want to be in control. And then I started extrapolating even further. It's about perfection. Everything didn't go perfect. And I don't know about men, because DC and I have been in these very intense conversations lately. And what I understand is that we internalize and think very, very differently. And so he said to me, and I shared this the other day, he said, Carlette, one thing goes bad, it's like you want to throw in the whole farm. And Lisa Campo is shaking her head. And most of us feel that way. We feel that if everything doesn't go perfect, somehow we have fallen short. We have missed the mark. And this morning, I want to talk about control, but I want to talk about the honesty that it takes to say, I want the people that work with me or work for me, my family, the people in the restaurant, I want everyone to work and do what I need them to work and do. And when that doesn't happen, I feel out of control. If the weather is not the way that I need it to be, I feel out of control. If my kids are sick, I feel out of control. If my kids haven't done what I have asked them to do, I feel out of control. And so I want to talk about controlling. I want to talk about being authentic and being truthful.
about being in control or out of control. And I want to talk about how it affects our health and well-being. And I'm going to tell you one thing. When you're out of control most of the time, and I'm not standing on this as fact, but this is what I believe personally. When you're out of control, you're probably out of the will of God for your life. And so this is a really, really big conversation and something that we probably all really need to meditate on and find out right where we are. Let me just say, however, that this segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. And don't forget about our precious ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage. They can also help you to refinance. They can help you to invest. And first-time home buyers, it is the place for you. I mean, they have so many resources. Again, you can phone them 318-561-8020, as well as Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Y'all, it's Friday. It's Real Women, Real Talk. It is going to be an incredible conversation, one you got to stay on point for. This is the official OPT Network, and it's just what?
Bigger.
It's just bigger. Oh, what is
huge.
It, Lemmy?
Big, bigger.
Hey, everybody, it's going to be fun. It's going to be real, and we need you to stay with us. We're back right after this.
She living the life just like a movie star.
Worldwide.
listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey everyone, it's Octavia Williams, and I've just released my new single, God Will Deliver.
God will deliver. Always one time now.
The story behind the song is it was written 8 years ago, and I believe that it has now come out at the right time, just for you and for me, to encourage someone and be an uplifting voice to someone. God will absolutely deliver us, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're going through. He is the deliverer, and just like he did it in the days of old, I promise you, he will do it again for you and for me. I know you're gonna love this song. It's available right now on my Facebook page. Just click like Octavia, OCTAVIA. God will deliver. Pick up your copy today at Red River Music in Alexandria, Nugent Music and Audio in Pineville, and it's also available at iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength, and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to mind and do hype me? It feels good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such, and this is a beat you can't touch. I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look in my eyes, man, you can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Touch this. Fresh new kicks and bands. You got it like that. Now you know you want to dance. So move out of your seat and get a fire going. Yo, sound the bell, school is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know, you're talking about the hammer, you're talking about a show that's hyped and tight. Singles are sweating so fast, I'm a whiteboard tape. To learn, what's it gonna take in the 90s to burn the charts? Legit, either work hard or you might as well quit. That word, because you know, you can't touch this.
Control. Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Friday. It's Real Women, Real Talk. And if you're just getting your morning started, 9 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 9 minutes after 9 Eastern. And this morning, we're joined by our regular contributors, Lisa Campo, good morning. Lamia Solomon, good morning.
Good morning.
And the conversation is hot already. But I tell you one thing. Oh, Lord. All right, so this is what we're talking about. Help! My controlling behavior, it might be ruining my relationships. Why would anyone continue to meddle, fix, advise, worry, obsess, or monitor other people's behavior when it makes everybody around you just absolutely insanely miserable and crazy? Simply put, the experts say this, ladies. They say it's anxiety. It's fear. It's believing that they cannot be at peace as long as other people's situations around them are not okay. And at the top of the show, I was talking about the week that I had. It just seemed absolutely crazy. And when I said, well, really, my meditation time comes in the morning when I get started. And then at the end of the day, because I have to assess what happened, what did I do, what went well, what didn't go so well, and I take a good hot bath, and I just really stop, be quiet, and listen to the voice of God. And I believe that I heard the voice of God say to me, Carlette, you are trying to control things that you cannot control. And for many of us, that is very, very real. And so this morning, the conversation centers around control, and I really want to ask the question and challenge people is the word I was looking for. Challenge people to ask themselves the question, am I a controller? Am I trying to control everything and everybody, my kids, my husband, my boss, the people who work with me, people who work for me, you know, the lady at McDonald's, you know, she didn't get my order fast enough. Yesterday, it's like, okay, can anybody move any slower? You know, it's all about me, and I. And I can just, but they don't do that at McDonald's. They work really, really fast. But
if you're a control freak, you think they do.
Exactly. And I, after talking to Rhonda Stoppe, the author of Moms Raising Sons to Be Men, and there's a chapter that says that control freaks raise freaks. And, you know, we can be so controlling that it will, Lamia's rolling her eyes, that it can trickle down to our kids. And so this morning, as we were talking, Lisa said she had been out of sorts this week, and Lamia said she had been out of sorts this week. And I asked Lisa the question, were you trying to control everything, including the weather?
Yes. Well, and I think a lot of women can agree with me when I say this is a very frustrating, a day like today and this time of the year, it's very frustrating in South Louisiana just to get dressed and get out of the house. Oh, my God, let's just layer up so by noon we can just strip down.
Right.
It's very frustrating. And half the stuff that I haven't worn in the last 60 days needs to be ironed because, you know, it's lighter, you know, it's linen or it, not mm-hmm. linen, but it's like the starch shirts or the mm-hmm. khakis. That all needs to be ironed because we've been living in leggings and big tops for the last 60 days. And God knows when we go to put our butts back in real pants and get out of these leggings. Girls, nothing fits. Welcome to January, the 60 days. Have gone that we've gone through Thanksgiving and Christmas.
But so why can't we just say, all right, I'm going to go outside, I'm going to check the temperature, I'm going to just put something
on. It doesn't matter. I wasn't satisfied with the temperature and a little mist this morning. I destroyed my closet in 3 minutes. I pulled half of everything off the hangers, had nothing to wear. My air quotes are going.
Uh-huh.
And then I hear a knock at my bathroom door. And I literally told my son before he opened the door, I said, so help me God, if you're opening that door to tell me what time it is, you're going to die. Do not come in here. And he was.
You even want to control the time.
I want to control the time. You know, the bathroom was hot and muggy. Craig had the hot water running and the heater, rightfully so. He'd come in to get dressed. But I was trying to finish getting dressed, and I was just sweating at this point. The makeup I had done running down my face, the hair, forget about it. It was just one of those mornings. And, you know, I feel like it's been one of those weeks because I really feel like my brain took the frame of mind. All right, it's the new year. I'm just going to mm-hmm. blow it up this week. I'm going to control it.
And don't you think that that's what it was?
It
was the
is.
New year. It was a reinvigoration. Yeah. The
expectation of what I was going to get done this week. And guess what? I didn't. And the same personality traits and the same mm-hmm. scenarios played out with myself, my family, my clients, as, you know, people with work, around work, everything played out the exact same way. Why did we really expect that when the clock turned over that everyone was going to wake up in a new world and try to approach things differently? Because no one is.
Absolutely. And that's simply control.
And I'm not being negative. I'm saying, hey, wake up. Do the best you can. And so one of the things I will say about 2013 and my need to control the air in the world, the mm-hmm. temperature, mm-hmm. whatever it may be that I decide I want to control today, 2013 was my hardest year.
Was it?
In my journey. But it brought me closer to the Lord. I've never been this close to the Lord in my entire point of my journey. And, you know, there's a lot of things I had to accept. I had to accept my daughter driving. I had to accept and prepare for her moving off to college. And for those of you who are sick of hearing me talking about this, I'm sorry. But those are the two topics that brought me closer to the Lord.
And wasn't
I can't
that
control
about,
her.
Right, and wasn't
I can't
that about
control her. I can't put her in the high chair, feed her and clean her nicely and put her in her little dress mm-hmm. and send her about her way. I can't put a Band-Aid on it. And the world will be right. I can't go buy a new Barbie because
and
she can
so have
tear
you,
off the
have
other
you
one.
Dissected why you needed to be in control of, you know, her driving? And because, I mean, she's a senior in high school. Oh. She's going off to college. Have you really thought about why you needed to be in control?
I have this overwhelming desire and level of fear to protect my children.
And where does fear come from?
Fear is the opposite of my faith.
Right.
It is anxiety. And, you know, I think I know it stems from my childhood, for all my own parents' failures, all of our parents' failures. We're going to be a better parent.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to protect our babies
mm-hmm.
better. We're going to educate them better. We're going to dress them better. We're going to provide for them better. We're going to feed them better. We're going to exercise them better. We are going to do everything mm-hmm. better than our parents. Again, it's control. Guys, we didn't come with an instructional book for our parents,
mm-hmm.
just like our kids didn't come with one for us. And as much resentment or anger that I do have for whatever my parents did wrong, I do have another voice in my head saying they did the best they could.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and there's just so many topics that we could go on and on about our childhood and the baggage we bring mm-hmm. into our marriage and our roles as wives and parents.
But the question, I guess, is this, and I think that the question that we all have to ask ourselves as women, and I don't know how men deal with control issues. I think they probably deal with them as well, but sort of on a different spectrum, if you will. But why we're doing this, we continue to do the same things and get the same result,
which is insanity,
and which is you can't control really anything other than yourself. We can't control our kids. All we can do is raise them to be the best kids that we know how to raise them to be. We can't control our businesses. We can't control what others do. And the question is, why do we continue to frustrate ourselves, to feel the fear that comes with being out of control, having the anxiety of being out of control? Why do we continue to do it? And have we ever really stopped to say, I am trying to control the universe?
Well, you know, one of the things I vividly remember as a child is that when you'd failed, that's it. You failed. You're done. Life's over.
At your house?
As a child growing up, that was the persona. Or that's how I perceived their attitudes. Uh-huh. When you failed, it was a nervous breakdown. It was mass hysteria. It was screaming, yelling, cussing, crying. The world's over. It won't ever start up again. There will not be a tomorrow after today's failure.
And you know, and I think that that's exactly the point.
I've had to reset my mind.
And that's exactly the point that DC was making to me. He said, Carlette, one thing goes wrong, and it's like you're just, I mean, you're just unraveling.
You're getting off the boat. You know, yeah. I married a man that, in his vocabulary, if there's one thing that he says over and over and over again, he says, it's all going to be okay. Mm-hmm. But I was not raised by people with that mentality.
Right.
And so I was ready to be just full of anxiety, which I'm not saying that is me now, but I have been the girl who was just full of anxiety and didn't know a way out. And let's sit down and be hysterical about it versus, you know what, wipe your nose, get up, let's find our way out. You did fail. But failing means you have the opportunity to try again.
And to learn from that.
You've got to be in an environment that induces those thoughts.
Right.
And, you know, like I said, this year has brought on the most blessed changes in me as a person and my family and my role as a wife and mother. And one of the things, I was in my laundry room last week, and my daughter came to me and she said, Mama, she said, you know, on a particular topic, she doesn't like the way it's going. And she said, you know, I told this particular person, I think we need a little bit more Christ in our relationship, and I'm going to make sure I have a little bit more Christ in my daily decisions and how I operate with things.
Wow.
That's a good thing.
Wow. That's a great thing.
And I think that's coming from she seeing how I'm managing my operations this year.
Right, right. Hey, well, we're going to let Lamia weigh in on it. It's all about control. Are we in control, or are we deceiving ourselves? This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop, it's right in the heart of Cheneyville. It's 8:20 a.m. Central Standard, 9:20 Eastern. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday, and you're on point. The official OPT Network. And it's just what?
Bigger.
Just bigger.
It's so big. Stay with us, everybody. We're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Diamonds and clothes.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Caneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Play the kinky games, and when they're done, they turn their backs on you, saying,
morning and welcome back. I'm trying to serenade these ladies and calm them down this morning on Real Women. Real talk. It's 29 after 8 a.m. Central Standard. 29 after 9 Eastern. It's Friday. It's Real Women, Real Talk. We're joined by our regular contributors, Lamia Solomon, Lisa Campo. We need the preacher here. We need somebody to pray today. talking about control. Okay, let's do this before we start the conversation. Let's take
some deep cleansing breaths.
Yes, yes, yes.
Good Lord.
Lamia, stop. Everybody, if you have been a control queen this week, I want you to take a few seconds and breathe in real, real, real deep. I mean, through your nostrils. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, and I'm telling you, that slows your heart down, and I believe it brings your blood pressure down.
I think it does, too.
And so this morning, we're talking about controlling. We're talking about the anxiety that it brings. We're talking about how you start to obsess, and you start to meddle, and you start to want to control everything and everybody, and how it just creates a miserable feeling. And Lamia, she's still cleansing. You wanted to weigh in on control.
You know what? I got to thank you because you had me laughing during it. It's like, okay, you know,
I said I'd be a hot mom if I could sing. I'm trying to serenade. The moral of this conversation is it's going to be okay.
And you know what? For the last 2 days, I got to say that I am going to be okay because I realized that it's up to me to break the cycle. Mm-hmm. It's in my family deeply of control. Mm-hmm. Like, I always felt like, in some things I needed to be in control, but I've always been the one that, you know, I've allowed someone to try to control me. Mm-hmm. And in my family-wise, not outside, but just in my family-wise. And you know what? I am that black sheep. Mm-hmm. And for this year, I'm just not allowing that mm-hmm. at all.
And you know what? I don't like that term, the black sheep. I think it's a term that somewhere people started using it. And I believe what it did to that child that felt like the prodigal or the quote unquote black sheep, all it did was alienate them, not only from the family, but it really alienates you from yourself.
Well, you know, when I say the black sheep, let me put it this way. I am that one child. If you're that one child that has your own opinion, mm-hmm. your own opinion of life, your own opinion of your self-worth, mm-hmm. your own opinion of anything, when you're in a controlling family, mm-hmm. you are that black sheep. Mm-hmm. Because you know what? You're the one that's going to speak out. You're not going to hold things in. You're not going to care about those family secrets. You're not going to care about what they want you not to say. You're going to voice your opinion on what's right and what's wrong. And so the family gives you that name.
But doesn't,
the
but
black
doesn't
sheep.
Right and wrong depend on whose perception of
right
and
who's
wrong.
Judging you right. Like, and if you care about who's judging you, and usually when they say, oh, she's a black sheep or whatever, it is because they are judging you, but you don't care about being judged by them.
Well, when you walk at a different pace than your family, you know,
right.
One of the things I remember hearing when I was doing my paperwork to get ready to go to college, my mother said, why do you want to do that? No one in our family has ever gone to college before. Why would you want to do something like that now?
Wow.
Hello. I mean, I don't want to get into the details because, like I said, when we were on the break, details are really, at this point, they're not important. What is important is to recognize the personality that you have and the traits that you have, the values and the good traits, and try to let go of the bad ones. And one of the things that I've learned this year with the Christian women's group that I've been going with is that there is what they refer to as a heritage, the passing down of bad family traits, whether it be alcoholism or physical and verbal and mental abuse. Where do you say, you know what, I'm the buck and it stops here?
Right.
And, you know, you shut that door. You, only you have the ability, because there's one of two choices in the future. You can wallow in your sorrows and the things that you inherited from your past, mm-hmm. Or you can choose to take a stance and say, I'm going to be different. And sometimes that different is labeled as the black sheep of the family. Mm-hmm. You're not wrong for taking a different stance. Now, sometimes in a family that's normal, if there is one out there, sometimes the black sheep is also referred to as the person who did end up in jail or killed someone or got into drugs. Mm-hmm. I can understand that phrase. But the black sheep is also used, that phrase is also used for the person who walks at a different pace. And you're okay, you're not wrong, because when you grow into the world, this is one of the things that Craig and I, this is how we operate our family. It's he and I.
That's right.
And it's these kids for a little while. Mm-hmm. But they're going to grow, and they're going to go into the world and marry, and it's going to be them and their spouse. Your mama and your daddy and them and your sisters and their spouses and kids and brothers and uncles and cousins, that's your external family.
That's right.
It is you and your spouse. That is your core. And you keep everybody else out your business. You don't air your dirty laundry because everybody's got an opinion and they think theirs is the right one.
And so how do you figure out, though, for people listening and just really be honest with yourself and say, okay, I come from whatever family that I come from, but I really realize that I can only be what I am a product of, okay? So what that means is that whatever your mom taught you, whatever your parents taught you, that's what you know. And what you know is ultimately who you become. Now, can you look at that to a certain degree? Now, you can break the cycle. It's sometimes people call it generational curses. You can break that. But where does that start, honestly, for each individual that you say, okay, yes, I am trying to control?
And you know what, Ann, going back to that, listening to what you're saying, if I would have continued on being a product of my environment, that's pretty much what you are, how you raise a product of your environment, then I wouldn't be here today. At one point in my life, whether it was for me having my son, you know, that right there was a real changer in the game. I had to realize that I had to do something better. I didn't want the same thing to happen to my son as it was happening to me. You know, we become these protectors and controllers.
But do you realize? But do you realize when you're doing it, when you're repeating that controlling behavior we're all a product?
At one point, you can hear yourself being your mother. Mm-hmm. And it coming out, and it will hit you and say, wait a minute.
What a hard day it is to look in the mirror and see history is repeated itself.
That's right. Mm. And when you see that, that's when reality is going to hit you. Do you want to do better? Are you going to use this moment to change it and become better? Or are you going to do the exact same
thing? And that's where the rubber meets the road.
That's where it is.
Let me tell you something.
And it's
this
hard.
Is what I'm learning. This is what I am learning just within the last few months and few days, that you can look at people in your family and you can see them.
Yes.
I mean, you can see them clearly. You can see them doing the behaviors that you do. You can see them, but it is so hard to see yourself in that.
Yes.
Is it insane that I can say probably back between third and fifth grade, I can remember looking at my family, my siblings, my parents, and saying, I am so not going to be you.
Wow.
I mean, from the earliest points in my life, I can remember, I'm going to be someone else other than these people. People that, you know, whether it be the helicopter syndrome, constantly needing to be rescued, constantly wanting to rescue, you know, needing to be important. Now, I do have the trait of, I need to be needed. I do like to help others. It does make me feel good to help others. I know I do have that trait for whatever crazy reason. But
is it likability? You want people to like you to say you're
good? I do think it's likability. And I think I want myself to like myself. And so I want to be giving. I want to bless other people. When I see people in need, I want to say, oh, I'm so bad about saying, oh, I'll help you. Mm-hmm. Let me help you. And I don't know why I feel the need or
and
the responsibility to do that.
And is that another form of control? Because I'm telling you, even the thing with your daughter driving, and the reason why I know this is because I want to be in control, too. I would like to control D.C. I would like to control Deuce. I would like to control the show. I would like to control everything. And the fact of the matter is that I'm not in control. And when you want to drive and you don't want others to drive, it's because the person who is driving is the person who's in control.
Yes, you know, I literally get motion sickness in the car when I'm not driving.
It's about control.
I have to either be reading or look at my phone. I physically become ill.
Because
and
that,
I can't
person,
ride in the back seat.
That person is not going to drive like you drive. They're not going to stop when you want them to stop. They stop too close behind the
yes.
car. They're driving too fast in the circle.
Yes.
It's about control. And I'm telling you guys, and I'm telling all of our listeners out there, this is a deep, deep conversation. And I really have meditated and prayed on it, not only for myself, but for those other people out there who are listening, who are challenged by this and really can't be honest and say, you know what? I'm not happy unless I'm controlling my husband. That breaks up marriages. That breaks up relationships. You cannot be in control of another person.
Well, and you know what? I don't understand. Okay, I'm not trying to be controlling with this particular topic, but I have no idea why in the world, what has possessed my husband to think two car lengths. A car length. You're supposed to leave a good car length between you and the car in front of you. If I can smell what the person has eaten for dinner the night before, he's too close.
But it's about control. He's too close for
he's
you.
He's way too close for me. I'm
for
scared
you.
Of getting in a wreck.
And see, that's what control does. It puts us in fear. And that's why it's important to root it out. And that's why it's important to talk about it. And see, this is what God showed me in the very beginning. He said, Carlette, you got to be transparent, because when you don't put it out there, it's like a weed.
Manifest.
Yeah, it's like a weed.
People
have you, if you're a gardener, or even if you like flowers and you got your pretty flower bed and you don't get it weeded or you don't weed it yourself, the weeds just grow up and then they overtake the beauty of the garden or the beauty of
right.
the flowers. And control, I believe, is like a weed. If you don't identify it and you don't understand that you cannot control how the day is going to go. And I'm telling you, I have been in such anxiety this last week because I have wanted to be in control. And when things didn't go perfectly, I felt broken. And I'm like, what's up with that? That is insane. That doesn't make sense. But it is how the devil uses an emotion like control to put you in fear, to make you feel like, oh, the world is coming to an end. You
and
failed.
And you know what? It's funny you said that, because as long as I was going through my issues this week, you know, it was like, okay, someone is trying to control me, and I am trying not to allow them to control
right.
me. But because of the fact they were trying to control me, I got so angry that guess what? They really are controlling me because they're controlling my
emotions. Mm-hmm.
They're controlling whether I get mad, whether I blow off the handle, whether I'm sad, whether I'm upset, mm-hmm. whether my stress level goes up, my blood pressure. They are controlling me like that. And you know what? I just can't continue to allow that to go on.
Mm-hmm.
So what I decided is, you know what? I'm packing my crap and I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Hey, guess what? I'm not finna give the devil his glory this year. I have to make a decision to say, I'm cutting those ties. If it's unhealthy for me,
right,
then I'm not going to do it. And I had this conversation with my daughter. I said, after all of these things took place this week, I had this conversation and I said, Camelia, I said, you have to use these things that happen in your life. I can't erase them from your memory, but you can either use them as a stepping stool to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to become basically a defense mechanism, and you're going to get stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can wallow in it and say, you know what, I feel sorry, and I'm going to go backwards and backwards. I said, but I suggest that you take all of this as a learning experience and say, this is something that's not going to happen when you grow up or whenever you have a family, whenever. Just say, you know what, I want to do better and I want to handle it different from the way my mom handled
mm-hmm.
it and from everybody else in our family handled it. And she was like, I understand. And I kind of put it in terms of even going to school and how she would deal with her friends. You know, there are certain friends that kids have to go through, and their friends may not mean the best for them, but they're still their friends. Mm-hmm. If they don't mean the best for you and they don't care about themselves, they can't care about you.
That's powerful, everybody. You know what? When we come back, we're going to take a break here. But when we come back, we're going to talk about living with no regrets. I love what Rhonda Stoppie said. She said, I'm a no regrets kind of woman. And you know what? We've got to put it out there. We've got to do our best. We've got to try to do things differently. And we've got to live our lives with no regrets. Hey, everybody, this segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team can be reached at 318-346-2540. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, in Avoyelles Parish for home, auto, and life. The number 318-346-6695. Also, our friends at Get Wired Communications. That's Jeremy Clary and his team. They've got HD. They've got all the channels that you need. They've got the best wiring. You got to have the NFL channel. I'm just saying. All right? For more information, you can phone them at 318-767-2220. Y'all, I love the NFL channel. Hey, everybody, it's 8:45 a.m. Central Standard, 9:45 Eastern. You're on point, the official OPT Network. And I just want to say, it's just what?
Bigger.
Bigger. Those were some small biggers.
It's bigger.
It's just bigger right here on point, everybody. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
She blinded me with science.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bogle Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
She blinded me with science. She blinded me.
the minimally invasive, image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally Invasive Image-Guided Specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksandHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 9:56 a.m. Central Standard, 8:56 Central Standard, 9:56 Eastern. It's Friday. It's Real Women, Real Talk. And I'm going to tell you, it has been even more real in the studio than it has been on air. And, you know, this morning we're talking about control, and it has really taken us on a journey that we really necessarily maybe have not shared completely on air. And maybe it's taken you on your own journey. But one of the things that Rhonda Stoppy, the author of Moms Raising Sons to Be Men, talked about was living a life of no regrets. And even though we come from a place where, you know, you can look back at your life and what your parents did right and what they did wrong, and mostly probably what they did wrong, and you can change that, and you can create a life for yourself. You can create what you want for you and your family. And Lisa, you were talking about that being very important to you.
Yes, shutting the door, you know, to your past is crucial for you to move forward and be successful, whether it's in your marriage or as a parent or in your career. You really have to focus on who you are today and who you hope to be tomorrow. You know, one of the things I like to tell my children, and it's something I've learned in this last year, is that you can't worry about yesterday, because worrying is not going to change it. You can't fear tomorrow, because the fear and the worry of tomorrow is not going to change the outcome. God already knows what He has in store for you. You can move through today and do the best that you can and pray with God's strength that you can be the best person you can be. Mm-hmm. And let go of the baggage. Cut your ties from whatever it is that in your past. Remember, though, and this is something I do truly believe, is that no matter where we have been in our past, that is what has made us so strong today.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to hold on to the value in that. And no matter what our parents did wrong, again, we didn't come with instructions, and they did do the best that they could. Take what you can from those situations and let those things make you strong today. Let those things make you strong. Take that evil that you, however you feel it is, and make that fire under your feet to move you as far away as you can from whatever it is you had. And, you know, look for, like I said earlier, I think I said this on the air, I knew at a very early age that who I did not want to be, who I did not want to marry, who I did not want to raise. I knew what I was looking for. And so I knew where I wanted to go. And so I think it's important that we focus on where we want to go, and on a daily basis, do as much as you can just today.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you can, an honest day's hard work.
But and even in doing what you can do today, because during the breaks we've talked a lot about our families and where we've come from and how it has shaped who each of us ultimately is and who we will become, I think you have to be honest with yourself about where you are and being and living in this moment, in this day, and understanding that the only things that you can do is what you can do. You cannot control, even with your kids, even small kids, you cannot control them. And one of the things that Rhonda was talking about, control is for us, because we want to look a certain way. We want our kids to be perceived a certain way. And if that way is not good, then we feel like we have somehow failed. But, you know, I was reading an article, and DC said to me sometimes, stop telling people what to do. And I don't ever want to tell people what to do. And I think that the no advice is the best advice.